Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fountain of Living Waters Church broadcast with your host, Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin. Prepare to draw deep from the well of living water that gives life-sustaining strength, encouragement, and joy. Once you drink from the fountain, you will never thirst again. Now, here's your host, Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin.
Greetings and praise the Lord. This is Michelle Edelin, Assistant Pastor at Fountain of Living Waters Church, and you are tuned in to our broadcast on tonight. We are so glad to have all of you here. Fountain of Living Waters Church is a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, Bible-teaching church in Raleigh, North Carolina. We believe in the movement of the Holy Spirit. We believe in praising and worshiping the Lord. We believe in fellowshipping. We believe in equipping saints to be able to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ and getting out of those four walls and going out into the community, going out into our city and surrounding areas and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are a church that believes that Jesus Christ is Lord and that everything we have and everything that we need comes from Him. Thank you so much for joining me on tonight. I have here with me a special guest, my wonderful husband, Elder Tim Edelin, and we are going to talk to you tonight about living a victorious life, living an abundant life as a Christian, which is exactly what the Lord would have for us. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day that you've allowed us to see. We thank you for keeping us throughout this day, and we thank you for how you have protected us and provided for us and how you have led and guided us in every situation and everywhere we are to go and what we are to do, and that you brought us here to this appointed time so that we can talk about living an abundant and victorious life as a Christian, not having to live a life of lack and a life of constant need and a life that is frustrated, but a life of abundance and victory. So God, we thank you, and we thank you for your word, because your word is what will exact change in our lives. Your word is what will make us into the people that you would have us to be. And so we want to dig deep into your word tonight, and we ask, God, that you will light your word up for us and that you will let it lift up off the pages even so that we can understand it better and we can get it deep down into our hearts and be able to use your word to help us to get through any situation that comes our way. So God, again, we thank you for this time to come together and study your word and to talk about living an abundant and victorious life. We praise you, God. We worship you. And it's in the name of your son, Jesus, that we say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Again, I'm Michelle Edelin, Assistant Pastor at Fountain of Living Waters Church, and with me tonight is my special guest, my wonderful husband, Elder Tim Edelin, and we're going to talk to you tonight about living an abundant and victorious life as a Christian, and this is the last segment in the significance series. I've been doing a series on spiritual significance, and so this is the last segment, and we will finish it up tonight and go out of 2017, that is, with a bang and ready to come into 2018, seeing all that God would have for us. So tonight, kind of as our theme scripture, I wanted to share with you from the book of John, and it's John chapter 10, verse 10, and it says this. It says, the thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and to destroy, but my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Let me read that again. The thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and to destroy, but my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. And this is Jesus speaking. He's talking about himself as a good shepherd, and he's saying that the enemy comes for one purpose, but I come for a very different purpose. And his purpose is that we would have a life that is rich and satisfying. And in the King James Version, it says that he comes that we would have life and life more abundantly. So, Elder Tim, talk to us a little bit about John 10 and 10.
Well, you know, I think just the background of the scripture itself, I think a lot of people would say, especially during this season of Christmas, and people are talking about stuff and things, but this has nothing to do with more stuff. You know, it's not about collecting more or having more. It's about living in abundance in our walk with Christ on a daily basis. You know, Satan, the devil, he comes to steal, but he comes to steal our joy, our peace, our hope, our expectation, our faith, all those things that will allow us and show us a way to walk more abundantly. You know, you think this has everything to do with being right with God through faith and having a hope of eternity in spite of everything else that comes our way. But we have that opportunity because being in his presence brings us those things. I think Paul, when you think about the Apostle Paul, he wasn't rich in all the stuff, but he was rich in his relationship with God.
Yes.
And so he had those things that he needed, so he was abundant. I think the word in the Greek, this phrase abundant means, it's used, the having thing more abundantly means to have a superabundance of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we want a superabundance of Christ. That means we won't go lacking in that what he gives us to be able to go and impact the kingdom. It's all about kingdom building.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a me, I, or it's all about God and his kingdom. So being abundantly means we're taking out joy and peace and those things with us on a daily basis as we go out and into this world. Again, especially, you know, it's victorious and abundant in this season here of Christmas. A lot of people are just looking for stuff again, but they're missing what the real gift is. That's Jesus.
Right. So the living life, when Jesus says, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't necessarily mean physical things, or it doesn't necessarily mean monetary or financial things.
Yeah.
A satisfying life can deal with your health.
Yeah. It's those things that enrich us. Let me put it like that,
okay.
Because you can have stuff, but you know, they stuff can be gone tomorrow. But what God gives is lasting, everlasting.
Right.
I think about the gift of salvation. I think about, you know, hope. I think about joy. And I think about peace.
Mm-hmm.
Those are three things. Those are the characteristics of an abundant life. Hope, joy, and peace. With those things, we can get through. Because if I have no hope, then I can't be happy. I can't have joy. I can't have peace. I'm restless, I'm distracted, I'm all those things that will stop me from being victorious.
And all those things really have nothing to do with money.
No.
Or wealth or financial wealth. Because you can have all the money in the world and have no joy, no peace, and no hope.
That's true. And I guess the thing I say too is, even if you have your pockets are full and your bank account is running over, you can still have a void in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have Jesus in there, Jesus will he will supply our needs according to his riches. Yes. So if we trust God first and we align with him first, then those other things will come. I mean, when we started on our walk, you know, we can give a testimony of how God had raised us and shaped us and changed us, because sometimes the focus wasn't on him first.
Right.
And so that means we have to be aligned with his will. And when we align with his will, then those other things come. But again, this scripture isn't about stuff. It's about that God filling our lives with God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. When our lives are filled with God, there's no void. You know, he fills all the space. There's nothing that is impossible when we're walking with God.
Right.
When I say walking, but he's leading us and we're a good follower. And then we're taking those things and we're putting them into practice, as he would have us to do. If to be victorious, I have to be obedient. To be victorious, I have to be trusting. I have to show faith. I don't have to see it. I have to believe it.
Right, because we won't always see the abundance. We won't always see the victory, but we know that victory is ours. We know that abundance is ours because we are children of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the word says that his purpose is to give us a rich and satisfying life, or to give us an abundant life.
So you're saying God is the giver of abundant life.
He is the only giver of abundant life. If man could give us abundant life, then we wouldn't have need for God. If we depended on man to give us an abundant life, we would be in trouble, because man changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we get angry with each other or frustrated with each other, or we decide that we don't like each other for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
then we may not offer abundance
mm-hmm.
to everybody equally. And so we can't depend on abundance or a satisfying and a rich life, or an enriched life, I think is the word that you use. We can't depend on people for that.
So we can't be victorious. Because when we don't have God, I guess what you're saying, in our life and leading our life and God in our life, then, you know, that's when people find themselves in a rut.
Yes, and
you know,
stuck.
They are stuck. They do the same thing the same way every day.
Mm-hmm.
They live lives according to a script.
Yes.
There is no excitement. There is no overflowing joy. They don't see anything out of the ordinary because they live life the same way. That's no victory in that. That is not the kind of life that Jesus intends for us to live.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he saved us to live a life that is filled with his presence,
yeah.
his power, and his glory, a life that has extraordinary and overflowing things in it. The unusual, not the usual.
Right.
That's what God has given us. So to be a victorious Christian who live life abundantly, I first have to have my life aligned such that I can fall in line with what God would have me to do. I have to get outside of me, and I have to connect to God. My thoughts can't be the first thing I think of. It's got to be when I wake up in the morning. God, what would you have me to do this day?
Right. Right.
How would you have me to live my life? God, show me. I think being abundantly, first of all, I have to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to, you know, we say surrender. That's a word that we sometimes don't like to use.
Right.
But I have to surrender my will to his will, my ways to his ways. And I have to be looking for those opportunities to be used by him. So I can't live my life in a box.
Right.
An abundant life is busting out of the box.
So if I want to have things my way, then that's not living an enriched and satisfying life, because what I want may not be God's will for my life.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm walking in my way and flowing in my will, mm-hmm. and not in God's perfect will for my life, then I won't have an abundant life. I will only have an abundant life when I surrender
mm-hmm.
my will to God,
mm-hmm.
when I obey what he has for me, when I trust his plan for my life, and when I have faith for the plan that he has for my life, even when I don't see it.
And that's where faith comes in. You know, being a Christian means you're not always going to see it.
Right. We know that.
Yeah. So when you're looking for it, and if your first reaction is you can't move until you see it, then you're defeated. So too many Christians believe that they are living for God means living a defeated life.
Mm.
But living for God means a victorious and abundant life.
Yes.
It's not living in destroyed homes. It's not living with no hope. I mean, it's living in abundance, like you said. Because, you know, God created us to not be bottom dwellers. He didn't create us to be at the bottom. He can't use us if we're bottom dwellers. He can't use us if we're at the back of the bus. He can't use us if we're at the back of the classroom. We need to be out front, not for us, but for him, and let his love that's inside of us flow out. See, our first approach is love. And then our second approach is kindness, mm-hmm. and patience. As we go and we move in this world, there are a whole lot of other forces. But we know that with God on our side, there's no defeat, but it's just victory. And victory may come in a whole lot of different ways.
Yes.
And sometimes those victorious situations aren't what we would be expecting, but that's still victory. I mean, we don't have to have a loud shout for it to be victorious. Those things, those little small things that we as Christians do make a difference in somebody's life. I win when I can tell somebody else an encouraging word for God.
Right.
So I have helped achieve victory. We are the vessels and the vehicles that God used. We are the instruments. We are the tools.
So then we have to maybe redefine what abundant means and redefine what victorious means, because, you know, the world conditions us or programs us to see, you know, abundance in a way that is not necessarily in line with the Word of God. And we have to redefine it based on the Word.
Yeah, we have to let God shape us,
mm-hmm.
and give us that superabundance that I spoke about earlier. I mean, and if we go in by the world's definition, then we're going to miss it.
Right.
Because if we have been transformed by his blood,
mm-hmm.
and the knowledge that we get the knowledge that we get from studying him, seeking him, helps us to understand what's important. But to be victorious and to be abundant and have abundance in your life, you have to have the right priorities and the right set of objectives. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we can't look at the world standard. We have to look at what the Word says.
Yes. We live by the word and not the world.
Exactly. Live by the Word and not the world.
That's right.
You know, another thing that I want us to spend a few minutes talking about on the scripture, John 10:10, where it says, the thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and to destroy, but my purpose is to give them rich and satisfying life. And let's look at the contrast here. Look at the contrast in what the enemy comes for, or what the enemy's purpose is or reason is, and then the purpose of God.
Yeah.
So the enemy's purpose is to bring harm.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy's purpose is to destroy life.
To bring hurt. No hope.
No joy. No peace. No abundance. No none of that. Whereas God's purpose is that Jesus gives us life.
Yeah. Because Jesus is the source of joy, peace, and hope.
Yes.
And the enemy comes. He doesn't want to see anybody doing what God would have them to do. He doesn't want to see us because he recognizes that with God leading and God in our past, we are powerful.
Right.
As long as he can keep us distracted and stuck in that rut, not seeing that I can get out, then I'm no use. Because we're useful to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy wants us to be useless for the kingdom and useful for him. And when we don't live according to God's word and his will, then we lose the power that God gives us.
Right.
So without God in our life, first of all, we have no power. We have no ability to do that. We can't do those things that God would have us to do. So, yeah, of course the enemy's job is to keep us in the back of the bus, in the back of the classroom, in the back all the time. He doesn't want us to be out front. He wants us to be the borrower and not the lender. See, he doesn't want us to be able to to touch or impact anybody's life that they can make a difference. God has purposed us to make a difference in the lives of his children.
Right.
No matter who they are, no matter where they are, God gives us the power to transform lives. If we live with him, through him, he will give us the words to say and the actions and how to behave. He gives us all that. That's victory. You know, sometimes, you know, it's not the first one who crosses the finish line that's really the victor.
Right. Yeah. It's the one who endures to the end. And, you know, just because you cross first doesn't mean, you know, that you have or that you're the only one that's victorious.
Yeah, because I guess the beauty of that, because in this race, there's somebody in front of me, on both sides of me, and there's somebody behind me.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as I'm in step with what God have me to do, then we're all moving forward together.
Right.
So it doesn't matter who crosses first.
Exactly.
But what matters is that we all cross.
Exactly. And, you know, the enemy's whole job, single purpose, is to destroy. And he doesn't care whether he kills, steals, destroys. He doesn't care how he does it, you know, which one he does. But he wants to snatch away your joy and your
mm-hmm.
peace. He wants to challenge your faith and cause you to have a crisis of faith. But when we look at this scripture, I love the fact that we don't have to stop at what people refer to as the A clause
mm-hmm.
in that scripture. We can read the whole scripture, and mm-hmm. it says there in the B clause, my purpose, meaning Jesus' purpose, is to give an enriched and satisfying life. And that life is eternal. It's not even a matter of just a life here on earth. Yeah, he wants us to have an abundant life here on earth, but there's an eternal life that he wants for us. And that eternal life is what we're striving for.
Yeah.
Not just what we see right here, right now in front of us, but it's that eternal life through that we see and that we are working towards.
That's right. You know, because as Christians we have Jesus Christ, because he lives within us, we have the riches of that super abundant life. I mean, this is what Paul meant when he said he counted all things lost that he might win with Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, Christ promised us a super spiritual dimension of life, not just that physical abundance. It's that spiritual peace. Ben, you know, yeah, that spiritual connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Because it's beyond the tangible that you can touch.
That's right.
It's beyond what your five senses can
mm-hmm.
can process. It's
yeah.
well beyond that.
You know, abundance just doesn't happen, though.
Right.
I mean, it happens because we're applying his word to our lives
mm-hmm.
and following the promises of his word to have a positive effect in our lives. The abundant blessings can happen. Blessings happen as a natural result of our daily living for God, in such a way that good things can naturally come to us. So it's got to be a process.
Absolutely, and that daily living should be a life that is overflowing with forgiveness. Overflowing.
Oh, that's
with
that
love.
Word, forgiveness. Forgiveness.
Forgiveness, yes,
ooh.
Overflowing with forgiveness and love. We can't have unforgiveness in our heart and expect to live an abundant life.
What about anger?
We can't have anger in our lives and expect to live an abundant life.
What about jealousy?
No.
What about backbiting?
No. Bitterness? No. None of that. We can't have those things in our lives, in our hearts, and still have an expectation that we are going to live a enriched and satisfying life. The two just will not go together.
So you mean I can't be mean and ugly and still live a rich, victorious, abundant, joy-filled, hope-filled life?
No. Because your meanness and your bad attitude and your ugliness toward people, it will eventually overtake you.
So you're saying that's going to blot out the goodness?
It will negate the goodness and the abundant life, and it will eventually overtake you and consume you, and you will become that angry person, that mean person. That person
nobody wants
with
to be
the bad attitude and with that says things that are unkind and acts in unkind ways, you will become that person.
So if I'm filled with all of that kind of stuff, then so the light of Christ can't be in me. So you're saying that it's the light of Christ that attracts others to us. It's not the darkness that comes from all those other characteristics that you spoke, attributes that you spoke of.
Exactly. Exactly. Because all of those dark, negative things will actually repel people. No one will come to you and want to know, you know, gee, why are you different? What's different about you? So think about Elder Tim, pretty much everywhere we go, somebody comes to you and starts talking to you, and the conversation inevitably goes to the Word of God or you sharing a word of encouragement with somebody. And I mean perfect strangers, when we, you know, just walking through downtown or walking in the mall, but it's because of the light of Christ that shines through you. If you were putting off or emitting a negative light or a darkness and a negative attitude, then you wouldn't have people coming to you like that. You wouldn't have people asking you, you know, hey, seems like something's different about you. You wouldn't have people saying that to you.
I mean, the word says we should be different.
It does say we should be different. And don't get me wrong, we all have days that are trying. And days,
we have days filled with opportunity.
We have days filled with opportunity. But it still doesn't change the fact that as ambassadors of Christ,
ambassador.
Yes, we are.
So you mean
I have
to carry something a certain way?
You have to carry yourself as an ambassador of Christ so that you can be a blessing to him. You can be a blessing to the kingdom, and that he can use you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That he can use you. And we have to be very mindful of that all the time.
Okay. Saying that, I don't even know how to follow up, because that kind of sums it all up, because it's not about us.
Right.
It's about God.
It's about God.
It's not about me trying to get any self-glorification. It's not me trying to be at the head of the – I said the front of the bus doesn't mean that I got to ride in the front. The front of the bus means my actions and my attitude show that Christ will have me up front portraying the things he want me to portray so he can be glorified.
Right.
So we have to understand. So to be victorious and have an abundant life, you're saying I have to understand where I am on this journey.
Yes. And where you fit in. And where we fit in is that we are the arms and the legs and the eyes and the ears to be used by God to further the kingdom.
So we're to be here.
Help people to understand that there is an abundant life for you. There is an enriched and satisfying life out there for you. Victory really is yours. That's not just a song. You know, victory is mine, that song. It is not just a song. Victory truly is ours, but we have to know and understand our place so that we stay in that right place and God can use us. Not just bless us with an abundant life, but use us to be a blessing to someone else getting to their place of having an abundant life, of their place of excellence. Their place of excellence.
And
that's exactly right.
Their place of excellence means what?
Their place of excellence means that you are in that place where you are functioning and flowing in at your highest level in Christ. You are flowing at a level of excellence that God is pleased with you and what you are doing for him, not for yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank you so much for joining us. This has been so good to us, and I think we've almost run out of time. But we are excited about closing out this significant series. This is Fountain of Living Waters Church in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we would invite you to come and celebrate Christ with us on Sunday mornings beginning at 9 a.m. with Bible Academy, Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. And then we come back on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock with Bible study, where we have verse-by-verse teaching. We also open our food pantry on Wednesday nights. And if you have a need for non-perishable food items, come out. We will help you as best we can. We pray that you will have a blessed holiday season. God bless you, and we are going to sign off, but we will be back in January ready to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Blessings and peace.